West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, local authorities have not yet identified the three people who died in a fiery crash in Carroll County late Friday. According to the preliminary investigation report released by the Georgia State Patrol on Saturday afternoon, late Friday, a silver Lexus IS was traveling north on Bowden Junction Road, actively fleeing from a marked Mount Zion patrol car. The driver of the Lexus was traveling too fast for conditions in a curve and lost control of the Lexus. The Lexus struck a power pole and a large boulder, then became engulfed in fire before coming to an uncontrolled final rest upright off the west shoulder of the roadway facing north. All occupants succumbed to their injuries. Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock said Saturday, due to the severity of injuries, they have been taken to the GBI crime lab for scientific examination for identification. Unfortunately, he says that process can be lengthy. Nearly 1,600 graduate and undergraduate students celebrating their commencements at the University of West Georgia over the weekend. This was the first time in the institution's history that commencement required four separate ceremonies. UWG's graduate school celebrated their commencement on Friday. The Richards College of Business, School of Communication, Film, and Media, Tanner Health System School of Nursing, the College of Education, University College, and the College of Arts, Culture, and Scientific Inquiry filling the three ceremonies on Saturday. Among the commencement speeches, Student Government Association President Tyler McCoy reflecting on the inherent need for support systems, particularly in the unique evolving journey of the class of 2024, as many embarked on their newfound paths shortly after the global pandemic of COVID-19 in 2020.
The class of 2024 is similar to the last class and ones before. However, there is a significant difference. And to paint an accurate picture, we must acknowledge the challenges and obstacles we faced during our time at UWG. In 2020, the world plunged into darkness and uncertainty. The transition from high school to college was markedly different for us all. It was a trying time that stripped away cherished moments, leaving us to navigate an unfamiliar landscape.
Each of the commencement ceremonies is available online via the UWG Productions YouTube page. The Carroll County Schools District on Friday cutting the ribbon on a 10-acre agricultural education center featuring garden space, pastures, animal handling facility, and equipment storage. Spurred by a $190,000 contribution from the Pilgrims Hometown Strong program in 2021, other community sponsors and volunteers rallied to the project, which is located on the campus of Central Middle School. About 10 acres of school property was cleared and fenced for livestock. A new entrance off Cedar Heights Road serves as a pole barn with enclosed space for storage. Two heifers and two goats have already taken up residence on site. A new gravel walking trail connects the agriculture facility to Central Middle. That facility is available to serve the entire school system. As the final week of early voting for the 2024 general primary begins, an estimated 2% of Carroll County's 94,000 registered voters have either voted in person or sent in absentee ballots by mail. Close to 5% of the 23,500 registered voters in Harrelson County have done the same. This final week of early voting does not include a Saturday opportunity in either county. Carroll County offers an early voting option at Powell Park in Villarica this week to go along with the former West Georgia Technical College building on Noonan Road in Carrollton. In Harrelson County, early voting takes place at the Buchanan Courthouse only. On Election Day, May the 21st, voters in both counties are required to vote within their precincts. Your precinct and ballot information is available online via the GA My Voter page. The Carroll County Schools Board of Education on Monday expected to consider tentatively adopting the district's budget for fiscal year 24-25. Tentative adoption of the budget allows the district to advertise the budget for public input. The school board is reviewing and considering an entire budget that estimates $253.4 million in revenues and $265.4 million in estimated expenditures. Three funding sources include the general fund, which is primarily by state quality basic education allotments and local property taxes. The special revenue fund includes school nutrition, federal and state grants like the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund, which was based on the American Rescue Plan Act, and the district's capital project fund includes SPLOST revenues and expenditures. The district estimates a fund balance of more than $25 million to end the current budget year. The board may make modifications if needed prior to the final budget adoption, which is scheduled for June. Developers of a proposed senior housing project on Cleghorn Street are asking Villarica City Council for a show of support for the project and assistance in applying to the Georgia Department of Community Affairs for low-income housing tax credits for the development of units affordable to low-income residents. City staff says initial construction would take place in the East Side Tax Allocation District that was a tax credit-assisted apartment complex on Cleghorn Street. The developer is now preparing to build the second phase on the south side of the New Villarica Parkway. Harbor Valley has asked the city to indicate their support for an additional 64 units of senior housing in their role as a Georgia Initiative for Community Housing community. Villarica Mayor and City Council are scheduled to discuss during a work session and regular scheduled meeting on Tuesday. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.